Now, as we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 14, we begin to realize that there are actually many, many deep and wonderful, profound truths that we can discover. And this is something that we often take for granted. Sometimes we come to a particular text or whichever is our favorite text, and then we forget all the other details. The whole chapter of John 14 is actually full of wonderful truths, which are very special and most meaningful for us. Well, let's look at the Lord's focus on the subject of love once again. Right? In John 13, 34, 35, the Lord Jesus Christ emphasized that the disciples must learn to love one another. Then people can know that they are indeed his disciples. And then in John 14, 19 to 21, the Lord Jesus Christ had to teach them how they must learn to love him, because he was their teacher, he was their savior. I mean, that's natural. And we're going to study this a little bit more today. And as we look at what the Lord Jesus Christ taught, last week's Sunday school lesson was on the subject of how the Lord said he would manifest himself to his disciples. John 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ had to teach disciples directly. And to love him should be the most natural thing ever. He was everything the disciples could ever wish for, hope for, desire, and more. And so loving the Lord should be natural, and yet it cannot be assumed. But the Lord Jesus Christ went on to express what loving him really means. If a person says he loves the Lord Jesus, then it must be expressed by the keeping of his commandments. So if a person says he loves the Lord but does not keep his commandments, then that statement of love for the Lord is questionable. This is important. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said further that this person who loves him, the Father would love him, and he would love him. And then he added, he will manifest himself to him. And this is absolutely wonderful to take note of. Now, we have then a question raised by one of the disciples of the Lord Jesus. And he is called Judas in verse 22 here. Now, then in parentheses, not Iscariot. So who is this Judas? Well, you have to sometimes compare text with text in order to understand this. And in Luke 6, verse 16, he is called Judas, the son of James. In Mark 3, verse 18, he's not called Judas, he's called Thaddeus. Well, this is not uncommon. You have Simon called Peter. So there are people who would have more than one name. This is not an unusual thing at all. But this particular person, Judas, son of James, came up and asked this question. And his question was, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Now, he couldn't understand that. In his own understanding, basically, it would be, isn't it logical to manifest yourself to the world? Actually, the Lord did. That's the reality. In John 1, 10, 11, and 12, he came to the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. So if the Lord Jesus Christ were to try and manifest himself again, same thing will happen. And so the idea, this question of the Lord Jesus Christ saying he will manifest himself to the disciples have to be understood properly. But Unfortunately, Judas, son of James, did not actually understand this. That is where the Lord has to explain how that works. Right? So it's not that he did not manifest himself to the world. It's just that they did not understand him. They did not receive him. They did not acknowledge him. They did not relate to him. They did not believe in him. If he would do the same things will come out. And so the Lord Jesus Christ says, he has to explain what manifest means further. Right? Let's take a look at his answer. Right? So the Lord Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, which is exactly the same as 14:21, right? The one who loves me is the one who keeps his commandments. Just saying it differently, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. The word commandment, word, same. And then we read, and my Father will love him. Of course, in John 14:21, the Lord Jesus said, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. But obviously the word manifest was not well understood. And so the Lord Jesus Christ tries to explain what this word manifestation means here. And this is even more wonderful to take note of. And he said, my Father will love him. One of the manifestations of God would be a special sense of love from God the Father. That would be a very beautiful manifestation. Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ went on further, and we will come to him. Now, there we go, manifestation. There is a drawing closer by the Lord and the Father to the disciple who loves the Lord Jesus. Right? The third manifestation over here, and make our home with him. Now, that is what manifestation is all about. It's not so much as a manifest as an appearance. If that was what Judas was thinking about, he was wrong there. This is the kind of manifestation the Lord Jesus Christ was actually talking about. One, special expressions of love. Two, a drawing closer, we will come to him. Three, we will make a home with him. Which means to say that this is going to be something of permanence. The Lord is going to stay with that person. What joy that would be. Right? So it's not a flitting idea. One moment here, next moment gone. The idea of manifestation here has a very beautiful sense over here explained by the Lord. What does that mean? How wonderful it is not only to know that God loves us generally, but to know that he will love us in a very special manner. And this special manner can be a very beautiful experience. Two, that he will draw nearer. He will come, or they will come to us. That's absolutely marvelous. And then make a home with him. There they will stay. And it is not something that will happen to the world out there. How would the Lord manifest himself to anybody in this way? They don't understand God the Father. They don't understand his love. They don't understand God drawing nearer. They don't understand the permanence of God's presence with them. So obviously the world cannot understand and appreciate the manifestation of the Lord Jesus and the Father to them. Again here, the focus is on the subject of love. The question is, do we really, really love the Lord? Now, the Lord reverses it in verse 24, that he goes on to look at it. He who does not love me, he does not keep my words. There we go. That's the reverse. Is it possible that we have little or no love for the Lord Jesus? That is a sad possibility. A sad reality. What will happen when we don't love the Lord? We won't keep his word, obviously. And so the idea of the word of the Lord Jesus has to be born in mind once again. Did they really understand the word that the Lord Jesus Christ had been teaching them? The Lord had been explaining his word to the disciples, speaking to the multitudes in parables. Did they understand that these are not just words of the Lord Jesus, but they are words that come from the Father? And if the people cannot understand who the Lord Jesus is, cannot treasure the words that he is teaching, therefore they don't really love the Lord because they don't know him actually, then they cannot understand that the words that the Lord Jesus Christ are so deep, precious, and they're wonderful because they come from God the Father himself. This has been repeated in the Gospel of John a number of times. He tells the people that his words are not his. Whatever he hears from the Father, those are the things that he speaks. The Father had sent the Lord Jesus with his words. If they will not receive the Lord Jesus, they will not receive the word. This was exactly what happened when the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke to the scribes, the Pharisees, and the multitude. They sort of heard him, but they actually ended up rejecting all that he stood for, all that he said. And therefore, along the way, they had in fact rejected the Father as well. And this is something that happened. And so to answer Judas, the son of James, Thaddeus, the Lord Jesus Christ had to explain all over again why he cannot manifest himself to the world. Because they have not accepted his words, they have not accepted him as a son of God, they have not received or believed in the Father, they have not received his word well. So how can they love him in a special way? How can they come to them? How could they make their home with people who reject him? That is impossible. So the question today that we must ask ourselves would be this very, very important question. Can we speak of a genuine love for the Lord Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about a feeling. I'm not talking about emotions alone. I'm talking about whether we understand, treasure the word of the Lord Jesus, keep his word close to our hearts, and we really desire to obey his commandments. That is a genuine love for the Lord Jesus. The second question we must ask ourselves would be, how do we regard the words, the teachings, the commandments of the Lord Jesus? Can we see that these are the very words of God the Father himself? These are special words of love that the Father has given to the Lord Jesus Christ to be taught to the world, to his disciples. And if we can understand all of these things here, and our hearts are moved to treasure his words, learn to love the Lord Jesus, and along the way, we will see how the Father and the Son would respond to our hearts of love. John 14:21, the Lord Jesus Christ says, he will manifest himself to that disciple who loved him. But then we have an even more wonderful explanation as to what that manifestation is all about. The Father was specially loved, and they will specially come to the disciple who loves the Lord, and then they will actually make it their home. It would be a place where the Lord would love to dwell in. I must tell you that this is the reason why I called Bethany, Bethany, when we first started out. It was this desire that we learn to love the Lord. And then the Lord would make his home with us in Bethany, where his word would always be loved and treasured, and love for the Lord will always be the first thing in our heart and in our mind. And when we can love the Lord in this way, then we look forward humbly to the way the Lord would come to us, manifest his word to us, love us in a very special way, and make his home with us at Bethany. May this be true in our life individually. Well, let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the wonderful truth that the Lord Jesus Christ taught about how, what he means when he talks about manifestation, how there will be that special love, how they will, the Father and Son will come to us and make home in our hearts. Help us to stand in awe at this thought, for we know how unworthy and sinful we are, and yet this is a wonderful promise of love. We pray for your blessings as we seek to open our heart more and more to our Savior and our Teacher, our Lord and Master. We pray that his words may be fulfilled. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.